Please sit down. And if you've still got your Bible in your hand, please turn back to the second reading, the reading from John's Gospel, chapter 15. In the church Bibles, it's page 113 in the New Testament, bit at the back. And John 15 is the most urgent stuff, which Jesus tells his 11 remaining disciples in the hour or two before he is arrested and tortured and killed. How can they keep going after he is taken? What matters now? They are soon to be scattered. Well, Jesus helps them see what matters. And in this little section, chapter 15, verses 12 to 17, he says, here's what matters. The command to love one another, so important that Jesus says it again and again. And secondly, the truth that Jesus chose them to be his friends. And thirdly, appointed them in order to go and bear fruit. All of that matters. And let's look at these things carefully, because if times are getting tougher, we need to remember what matters and hang on to it, as those disciples did then. So, verses 12 and 13, I'll read if you want to follow. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Now, why is Jesus repeating things? He said these things in chapter 13, just at the end of chapter 13. Has he got some memory loss? Well, I put it to you that Jesus has not got memory loss at this stage. He just thinks that this is so important, so crucial to his followers' future well-being, that he says it again and again. Love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. So he makes clear that the love he is talking about is self-giving, self-sacrificial love. In the original Greek, there's a particular word, agape, which comes up again and again through these verses. And as Jesus knew he was about to give his life for his friends, he made that the measure of love that his followers were to show for one another. Love one another like this, says Jesus, thinking in the back of his mind, maybe. I'll show you in a few hours' time. And that sort of loving one another is how they will abide in the vine. Keep going, growing with Jesus. That's how their joy will be completed. These things are the things which Jesus was talking about just in the previous verses to the ones we're looking at. So that's the first thing, love one another. Then the second thing, Jesus wants his followers to know that they are his friends. Friends, that's what Jesus says he's going to call his followers. Not servants, but friends. Can you see verses 14 and 15? You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I've made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. What an amazing thing. You are my friends, says Jesus, the Son of God. And it's important that they know that. A friendship is such a precious relationship. And Jesus wants his followers to know that he sees them as friends. Now, a cynic might come in here and say, oh dear, Jesus must be lonely. But he's not lonely. He is close to the Father. He seeks friends not for his own needs, but because he cares about people. And he is ready to put himself out for people and is open to tell them his thoughts for the future. All of the thoughts. And those are the things of friendship. Now, let's not get too carried away. Jesus is God. Our friendship with God is not an equal thing. He is Lord, and we are right to obey his every word. And we are not his friends unless we obey his word, as you can see Jesus saying here. But yes, let's get carried away. The Almighty God wants to call us friends. Jesus could call us servants, because if we are faithful, we serve him. But he doesn't want to call us servants. He wants to call us friends and treat us like friends. He tells us what his plans are. He treats us like friends. He shows us everything his Father has told him. He trusts us like friends. Friendship, such a precious gift. And Jesus gives it to those who obey him, because Jesus wants his followers to be his friends. Now, obeying Jesus' commands, all that the Father has given, is not a pick-and-choose exercise. We can't agree with the teaching we like and disagree with the teaching we don't like. That's not friendship with Jesus. And similarly with Jesus' vision for the future. We're not friends if we cherry-pick the aspects we prefer and ignore the rest. Jesus shows us there's a narrow path to life with few on it, and a broad path to destruction with many on it. And if we find ourselves rejecting his teaching and doing the things God's word shows us to be wrong in God's eyes, and we turn from that sin and rely on his mercy, Jesus picks us up, dusts us down, and sets us back on the right path with a new start and a clean slate. It's what friends do. Friends as Jesus knows friendship. And Jesus calls his followers his friends. We do well to remember that this is not our doing. It's God's doing. Thank God. Jesus says in verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." Jesus calls us friends and chooses us with a task in mind, to bear good fruit. He was talking about the picture of a vine just a few verses previously. Fruitfulness. Fruitfulness is something about going out and bearing fruit. It's not an inward thing, it's going out. Go and be fruitful, he says here in verse 16. Go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. That's the fruit which matters, lasting fruit. And it, this fruit bearing, as his followers go, is alongside the encouragement to pray. Ask in my name. Go, bear fruit, pray. And Jesus says these other commands will help us love one another. Now, this is the urgent stuff at this stage in his speech in the upper room, soon before he was to go out to meet his opponents. Love one another. You are my friends if you obey my commands. And I have appointed you to go and bear fruit. If times are getting tougher, hang on to the urgent stuff, Jesus is saying. And the very next section suggests for the disciples that times are getting tougher. Can you see how verse 18 starts? If the world hates you, and so on. But that's for next time, 2 weeks' time. It's Mothering Sunday next week. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your word. Lord Jesus, thank you for choosing us, calling us, and calling us friends. Thank you for your friendship. Please help us to be good friends. For your name's sake, amen.